If what is being reported is true, which is if you have not heard the news, again, I've been doing this for 30 years. The Supreme Court does not leak decisions. They don't. It never happens. Someone said, well, it's very rare that, no, it's not rare. It's never happened. Not in the 30 years that I've been around this joint. Never happened. It never happened. Ever. 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 No one knew what the decision was going to be. Just for example, the last monumental disaster or debacle, demonically inspired catastrophe of Obergefell. Now, there was, based on the question and answer session during the actual proceeding in the court, there was the thought that it would go the way of the sodomites. But no one leaked anything out. This never happened. This doesn't happen. This is obviously an attempt before the final decision is actually printed. And the terminology that they used to use for this is engrossed. And an engrossed copy, basically, is one that went to the printer when they used to use steel plates to make copies of things. For example, the Declaration of Independence, even though they had it on a piece of parchment, it wasn't actually engrossed, so no one could have had a copy until the morning of July the 5th, because the dude had to sit there, the Dunlap guy, had to sit there and lay all the type in. In any event, if it's correct, and the decision holds, and I don't know what the vote is because it doesn't say so in the actual text. 5-4 or 6-3. You pray it's a 6-3. Then justice has finally been done. You know, I began in this business and in this vocation in 1992. And it was in 1992 that Anthony Kennedy sided with the demonic libtard left in the Casey abomination. And it was the Casey abomination that basically began the full-scale war of the federal judiciary against the state legislatures and the state governments. Because it basically said in the Casey decision that you're not allowed to, you can't write or you can't prescribe or regulate abortion in your state, and if you do, you'll be subject to the review of higher courts, basically under Casey and under Roe. So Casey is actually far more dangerous to the 9th and 10th Amendments than Roe ever was. Roe's just an outrage. It's a legal and moral outrage. Casey was a fait accompli against the federal structure, or what remained of the federal structure of the federal government and the court systems. You see, this is why you need someone with a little experience in these matters to be on air for you and be doing live talk radio on a morning, as I said again, if this pans out when something like this happens. Because I know a little something about it. And by the way, you can thank Donald John Trump for this. As a matter of fact, Maggie, do you have our placard for today's show? It's an adequate graphic to throw up in there. Let me throw one in here for you as we await the confirmation, which the court will, I guess, obviously will make official and have to come out and announce what the decision and what the vote is. If you read the decision, it is basically, and I said this back in the day, is basically the, here, this is the operative part. there. It's in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. This is basically what, when they heard this case back in October, this is what I told you here on the show, that this was the escape hatch that the Mississippi case gave to the SCOTUS to get out, finally, under the demonic, lethal horror of Roe, and more importantly, Casey. I also told you 1 year ago, First Things magazine published an article that you can still see if you go and search for it at First Things. It's from the April issue of that year, or April of 2021. The title of the article is "Abortion is Unconstitutional" by John Finnis. What did I tell you a year ago? Who is John Finnis? Well, he's like the head of the law department at the University of Our Lady, Notre Dame, to the uninitiated. Well, why does that matter? Well, he was the notorious ACB's law professor. He's one of the guys, he's one of the people that wrote a letter of recommendation for her confirmation. And the day that they brought all the people that were pro-ACB in during her confirmation, Finnis was one of them. He is the dean, you might say, of the legal department, or the law school at the University of Notre Dame. If you read Finnis's article in April of 2021, "Abortion is Unconstitutional," he gave his former student, Amy Coney Barrett, the notorious ACB, maybe she's not so notorious today, he gave Amy Coney Barrett and anyone else on the court the text of the decision. Read that article, and how to reverse Casey and why is in the article. How to reverse Roe and why is in the article. I told you a year ago that Finnis didn't just write that article because he was lying around with nothing to do. He wrote that article as a message to his former charge, Amy Coney Barrett. That's a message. That's like, you're going to be under pressure, okay? They're going to try to break you, and they're going to try to get you to side with them. Here, I'm going to give you the legal reasoning of why you can comfortably and have all of your conscience assuaged that you will be making the correct legal constitutional decision. I'm going to lay it out for you here in this article. That's what that article is. And Our Lady told me that the day I read it, I went like, that's a message. That is a telegram to ACB to tell her, this is what you do. Cite this. This is how this gets undone. Here's what is from the leaked decision, which is what tells me that this is the real deal. This is from the last page. Now, again, what gives this gravitas and legitimacy to me is the fact that the court made appendices, and it listed how the decision would apply to the laws in the first instance in 38 states, and in the second instance in 13 states. So that would seem to me then, you know, like, because it's a 97-page PDF. If that's a forgery, or if that's the work of someone trying to pass themselves off as Justice Samuel Alito, then if they gave such prizes out, they ought to get a Pulitzer for impersonating a legal author. Here's the operative part. Section 6. This is all that matters. We end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. The judgment of the Fifth Circuit is reversed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It is so ordered. That's not the ramblings of a law clerk. That's an authoritative legal decree. Now, again, until the votes are actually presented and the case is actually, and they actually come out and say, yes, this is the ruling, you can't say that it's over, but again, my professional opinion is that's a real decision. And yeah, the demonic libtard left folks, keep your rosaries handy today. If you haven't left your house yet this morning and you got a bottle of Epiphany water, don't bother with me or holy water. You need Epiphany water. Bring it with you. If you have blessed Epiphany salt, I have a bag sitting right over there on the counter. Sprinkle it around your door, wherever you go today. The demons are going to howl, unlike any howl they have ever issued. If they find out that this is something that gives you tears of joy, yes, it will enrage them. There will probably be riots today, I would imagine. There will probably be buildings and small towns where in states where the, well, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe in the states that have basically outlawed abortion. Like here in Louisiana, this is a glorious day. Our Love Life Amendment is now the law. The libtards won't even bother challenging it anymore. They're going to have to find another more creative way to murder the soon to be born. (844) 527-8723, our call inline telephone number. So my phone was exploding this morning. It's a good thing I turned the ringer off last night. Because if I hadn't turned the ringer off, and I usually turn it on so I can hear the alarm. Now I was wondering why did I wake up this morning and I only heard vibration? Bzz, bzz. It's because I forgot to turn the ringer on. And it's a good thing that I did. Because I had like 13 text messages. TKD, did you see that Roe has been overturned? By Let me tell you what the big override is here. Now, you're going to have to follow me on this, and trust me, and since most of you don't, which begs the question, why do you keep listening? I keep wondering that. What attracts some of you people? Because you only pop into the chat room every now and then to poke people. Oh, it's Maggie that attracts people, because it sure as hell isn't me. There was a case in 1937 called there's a couple of cases, actually. There was the case of the Schechter brothers case, the sick chicken case. But then the granddaddy of them all was this atrocity called Wickard versus Filburn, which basically overturned the 10th Amendment and created, gave the federal government and the federal judiciary the authority, or the fake authority, should I say, to create the regulatory state that they terrorize us, harass, and eat out our sustenance, as Jefferson would say. Today, Casey was built upon Wickard. I don't know if you know that, but there In the Casey decision, the court actually, Anthony Kennedy actually cited the Wickard versus Filburn case as why the federales had ultimate jurisdiction over that, and the states didn't. The big winner here, and this is really good news for the state of Florida, because they've already begun this process. The big winner here are the state legislatures.